Let me just tell you as follows before we begin. When the Yidden went to be Oile Regel, there were people that went ahead and they checked out the roads, checked out to make sure there's no Tumah. After all, Kehanim will be coming, people that eat Truma will be coming, Bechlal, people that are careful with Tahara. So there was like a team that went ahead to check the main roads. You know, like in a war, there's a team that goes ahead before the army comes through to make sure there's no landmines or bombs. Times at the base of Mikdash, right? We don't worry about bombs, we worry about Tumah. So these crews went ahead, and if they found a kever, then they had to know if they were allowed to move the kever or not. If they were not allowed to move the kever, because this is a permanent Beis HaChaim, of course the Beis HaChaim is not really permanent, it's until Tchiyas HaMeisim, but meaning for now, it's a kviyas dika Beis HaChaim. It's here to stay. It wasn't just a mace that was buried temporarily with the intent to move it, but this is a place where mason were buried. So they're not allowed to move the mason. What then could they do? They could mark off the area to make sure it's clearly marked that those that are coming on the road will know to avoid it, will know to walk around it. That's how the Meiri explains this in the Sechtes Nazir. So our Mishnah is going to try to help us figure out how do we know if someone finds a kever, if this is part of a Beis HaChaim, where all they could do is mark the area off so the Oile Regalim can avoid it, or is it a temporary burial place that they just buried the person temporarily and therefore they would be allowed to move the mace someplace else? Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Masechtas Ahalas, Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Gimel. HaMoitze Meis Batchila. Someone is digging and he finds a kever. The word HaMoitze, says the Bat Tanura, means, and this is also from the Gemara Masechtas Nazir, that he was surprised when he found the kever there. He didn't know beforehand there's a kever there. If he knew beforehand that there's a kever there, he's not allowed to move it, even if it's a single kever. Stamaze, when a mess is buried, we assume he was buried to stay there. But if he happened to be digging, and he finds a kever unexpectedly, and we think this was only a temporary kever, that's when he's allowed to move it. That's the lashon of hamoitze, he happened to find. The fact that it says mace, we learn from here also. This means he found someone that died naturally, not someone that was killed. So again, hamoitze mace batchila. He's digging, and he goes, oi, a kever. So he has to check it out. If the mace was mushkiv kidarkai, in other words, he was buried the way you didn't bury a mace after 120. His feet are straight, his hands on his heart. So noitla, he takes the mace, ve'es tfusase. Tfusase means some of the earth underneath, and he buries the mace someplace else. Being that he only found one mace, and we don't know for a fact that this mace was buried to be there permanently, so we're going to assume this was never meant to be a Beis HaChaim, a permanent Beis HaChaim. Mistam, this person was buried there with a kavana to move him, and therefore it's mutter for this person to move him now to a different place. But he has to take along some of the offer underneath. Why? That's learned from Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu said they should carry him from Mitzrayim, the pasuk says, "V'shachafti yim avaysay, in sasani mi Mitzrayim, ukvartani b'kfurasa." I want to lay with my parents. You should carry me from Mitzrayim and bury me in their kever. Why did Yaakov have to say from Mitzrayim? Well, naturally it's from Mitzrayim. That's where he is. So Chazal Darshan, it means take along a little bit of the karka of Mitzrayim. Take that along to Eretz Yisrael. Some say this is Minat Torah Taka in a way, because there's a remes here from the Pasuk. Some say that Be'etzem, it's Al Sechshash, that part of the mess may have leaked into the ground, and therefore we want to take along that part as well. Zakta Mishnah Vayter Matza Shnayim, if he finds two mesim, so we're still going to assume perhaps they were buried here temporarily. Noitlan, he takes them, ve'est fusasan, and again the ground underneath. Actually, he has to dig underneath until he gets the karka psula. Karka psula means ground that wasn't dug up yet, and he has to go down three etzbois, three finger widths into it. However, says the Mishnah Leiter, matzah shaloisha, if he finds three mason buried in a normal way, now he has to see how were they buried. What is the distance between one mason and the other? Im yesh bein zeh lezeh, if you have between the first kever and the third kever. Me'arba amis vatshmaina, from 3 until 8 amis. In other words, from the first caver until the third caver that he found. There's no less than 4 amis, but no more than 8. That would be the measurements, the way they used to bury people in a cave. Herezu shchunas kevarais. This is an official area of a beis hakvarais, of a place where people are buried. These people were buried here with the intent they should stay there, again, until Tchiyas HaMeisim. And Memela, they were kind of their makayim, and it is usher for you to move them. Even one mace, if we see clearly, if we have Simon, that he was buried there l'shem kvura, not just temporarily, you can't move him. But if we don't have any simon, that a bedavka was that way with one or two, we can assume that it is a temporary kever. But not with three. If there are three, and they're buried with these proportions, we say no. This was vaday, an official beis hachayim, and for sure you're not allowed to move them. Where do we get this cheshbon that you shouldn't have between the first kever and the third one? Less than 4 amis and not more than 8, that will soon see Bez Hashem. But first, let's go weiter. Zakta Mishnah, after we learned that if you find 3, we assume, no, this is a Beis HaChayim, so maybe there are more kvarim here. So if you want to say that the area around it is good, you have to check to make sure there are no more kvarim there. And the Mishnah is giving us instructions how to check, what you have to check for. Zakta Mishnah, Boidik Mimenu Lahalan, from the first kever and on, you have to check Esrim Amma, 20 Amis, in all directions, to see if there are any more kvarim there. Matzah, if you found Echad, even one mace, Besaif Esrim Amma, at the end of the 20 Amis, so you have to assume he's all part of this complex over here, of a Beis HaChayim, and you have to keep checking. Maybe it's bigger than that. Maybe there are more Mesim. Baidik Mimenu Lahalan, you have to be Baidik also from there, from that Mason on. Esrim Amma, 20 Amis, around and around. Why? Sheraglayim Ledover. Because we see there's a basis to say that there must be other places over here that people were buried, or at least there's a good chance that there are. Even though, she'ilu mitchila mtsai, if you found lechatchila, a single mace, before you found the first 3 mesim, not luves tfusasai, it would have been mutter to move that mace, as long as you take along some of the offer from underneath, and I'm not chayshish for a base hakvaris kvua. But because the hashgach over here was that you didn't find the single mace first. First you found 3, now you have to keep checking every 20 amis, and whenever you find 1, you have to assume it's all part of the Beis HaChayim Kavua, and you cannot move it. That's Ben HaShemayim. Had he found the 1 first, he would have moved it. Because he found the 3rd first, he has to keep checking 20 amis. And if in the 20 amis around and around, he finds another mace, you have to go another 20 amis. Even though there are only single mace in there. So now, what we have to do is the cheshbonos. Where do we get the cheshbon? Now, between the first kever and the third kever, no less than 4 and no more than 8. So really, if you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah. Because you understand the basic Mishnah. Basic Mishnah taught us that if someone finds a mace, and you can tell it's kever Yisrael, he takes the mace plus some ground from underneath and reburies the mace someplace else. The assumption is a mace all alone over here was never meant to be a permanent Beis HaChayim, and therefore you're allowed to move it someplace else, pave the way for the people to come to be Eil Regel. If you find 2, same halacha, but if you find 3, then you have to look at the measurements, and if you see, Taka, that it's buried according to the measurements, according to the space of how they would bury mesim, you have to assume it's a Beis HaChayim, and not only are you not allowed to move these 3 mesim, you'd have to be baidik 20 amas around and around. And if you find even 1 mace, you have to be baidik another 20 amas around and around from that 1 mace. Although had you found the 1 mace to start with over here, you would have moved him. But this was the hashgach. If you first found the 3, then you have to be baidik for 20 amas around and around. If you find 1 mace, you have to be baidik another 20 amas around and around. And if we find another mace, this keeps going. We assume it's all part of a permanent Beis HaChayim, and again, permanent means until Tchiyas HaMeisim. Just want to say one thing. You know, there's the famous story of Reb Moshe, that there was a musser in his town. He worked for the Soviet government. He caused so much sorrow for Yidden. How many Yidden were sent off to Siberia? Their lives were destroyed. A real, real Russia. And before he died, he told the Chevra Kedisha they should bury him with his head down and feet up. So Chevra Kedisha said, you know, that's what he deserves. Let him be buried like a chamar, like a donkey. Yes. to all the tzaras he made. If he's asking for it, good. They went to Rav Moshe, he was the Rav. Rav Moshe said, Chas v'shalom. Al pi halacha, you're not allowed to bury someone that way. Yeah, but he's a Rashi, he's a Masri, he's a... Al pi halacha, you're not allowed to bury someone that way. So they buried him straight, normal. Rav Moshe Paskin, even though he asked for it, and even though he's such a Rasha, you have to what the halacha is. Right after they buried him, the Soviet police showed up, they dug up the caver. He was such a Rasha that he had a plan. They should bury him this way. Then he told the police before he died to dig up the caver. And the police are going to say, ah, the Yidden were mevazeh him. Because he was an agent of the Soviet Union. It'll be an excuse to, who knows, arrest how many people. But Rav Moshe said, no. Das Torah says you have to bury him according to halacha. We have no idea how many lives Rav Moshe saved with that psak. So now, let's go back to the cheshbon over here. Where do we get the cheshbon? If you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah. But if you want, you can listen. Where do we get the cheshbon of between the first kever and the third kever? No less than 4 amos, no more than 8 amos. So maybe you remember the sugya shtikol l'masechtas Bava Basra. We've already seen there's a chatzar hakvaris, but basically they used to bury people in caves. There was a cave, an open area in the cave. Let's go back a little bit. There was a chatzar, a courtyard. The courtyard led into caves. The caves had an open area in the middle, not a very big one. 6 amas long, 4 amas wide. So if I walked in and I walked straight, I could walk 6 amas, and then I'll hit the wall on the opposite side. If I wanted to walk from side to side, I could walk 4 amas. In the walls of this cave, there were what's called kuchim. Kuchim are like shelves that were dug out, like a straight little tunnel. It was wide only an amma, and that's where they put in a caver. So here's the cheshbon. I walk into the Mara. If I look to my right, I'm going to see 3 kuchim. If I look to my left, I'm going to see 3 kuchim. And if I look straight ahead, I'm going to see 2. What's the cheshbon? It's 6 ammas long, 4 ammas wide. Each caver is an amma wide, and between one caver and the other caver, you need an amma. So now, I walk into the caver, I turn to my left. I'm going to see a half an amma of wall, and then a koch, that's an amma, then an amma of a wall, another koch, that's an amma wide, an amma of a wall, another koch, that's an amma wide, and again in the corner, a half an amma. That's going to be my total of 6. Okay, I have 3 kvarim. Those are 3 ammas. Between the 3 kvarim, there are 2 spaces of an amma. So that's a total of 5. And by each corner, there's a half an amma. That's where I get my 6. 5 plus 2 halves is 6. That would be on my left side when I walk in, and to my right side. Memela, from the first caver until the third caver, how much do I have? I have 4 amas. If I start counting, when I look to my left or to my right, let's say I look to my left, from the first caver, the caver is wide an amma, the space in the middle is an amma, the second caver is wide an amma, and then I have another space of an amma. And then starts the third caver. So from the beginning of the first caver until the beginning of the third caver, I have 4 ammas. Again, the 2 kvarim are an amma, and the 2 spaces in between are an amma. That's my 4. Okay, so why are you saying between the first caver and the third caver, no less than 4? That I understand, but until 8, where do you get the 8? The 8 would be, okay, try to picture now. I walk into this Myra. To my left, there are 3 kuchim. To my right, there are 3 kuchim. If I were to draw a diagonal line from the first caver on my left, that would go across the width of the Myra straight to the end of the third caver on the right. That diagonal line would be about 8 amas. A drop less, but it would be about 8 amas. So if I'm digging, I don't have my position yet, and I find 1, 2, and 3, I'm not 100% sure in which direction I'm going. So it could be that between the first mace I found and the third mace, could be I'm really going from one side to the other. And it could be I'm going a diagonal line. But then there would be between the first one on one side and the third one on the other side, I would have about 8 amas. Even though if you did the math, it would be a little bit less, but the Rambam explains that Chazal went l'chumra over here a little bit. So if I'm going in a straight line, and I'm staying to one side, from the beginning of the first until the beginning of the third, it wouldn't be less than 4 amos. If I'm going in a diagonal line, from the first one on my left to the third one on my right, it would be 8 amos. That's the cheshbon over here, that if he finds 3 mason, and between the first caver to the third, there's no less than 4, and no more than 8, he has to assume that he's in a Maira, and this is a regular Beis HaChayim, where it is usher for him to shter the menucha of the mason. Your neshames are in Gan Eden, and you don't shter them. We don't give them any problems by moving the mason down here. That is shlei al pi halacha, unless there's a very strong reason to do so. There were stories where if the Beis HaKvaris was in danger, like sometimes happened in Europe, and we're going to dig it up, chas v'shalom, and build something over there, then al pi halacha, the Bezin could say that you're allowed to move them for their covering.